وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين to your wonderful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his blessings on you. Hazrat Mawlana Salim Sahib. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhan namlu khudu masakinakum. لا يهطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we share with you a story today of Hazrat Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was the son of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. When Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was just even as a young boy, he became well known and respected for his wisdom. When he became a man, Allah Ta'ala made him his prophet. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also taught him to understand the languages of birds and animals. Yet in spite of his wisdom and many wealthy possessions, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam never ever forgot Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When we go to Masjid al-Aqsa and we have the opportunity of reading Salah there, the first two rakats, then we ponder, you know, at the statement made by Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, that he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him such a kingdom that no one ever had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him such a kingdom, you know, and that he ruled over the birds and the animals and everything. And one of the du'as that he also made at that particular time is that a person comes here and he reads two rakat salat and all his sins must be forgiven. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks favorably upon that particular person. So in view of the light of this statement of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, when we read two rakat salat in Masjid al-Aqsa, we become overwhelmed with tears that this is a dua that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also made a plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that let my judgment be according to your judgment. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam never ever forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in spite of all his wealth and the great power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled in him. And there's a lesson for us in this year that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, you know, wealth in the world, it is given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is Razzaqu Dhul Quwwati Al-Mateen. And, you know, we attribute it to ourselves. If we didn't have health, you know, we wouldn't have been able to earn that particular wealth. So there are many factors involved. And ultimately, it is the raham and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our limbs move so that we are able to acquire our rozi and our sustenance. Any goodness that we have, never ever forget it in our profession, our intelligence, or whatever it is. Always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he knew that all goodness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he always told his people, thank Allah for the good He has given you and for His generosity. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do good deeds. So once Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and his soldiers were passing through a valley inhabited by ants. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam heard one and say to the other, quick, get out of the way, you know, of Sulaiman al-Islam and his people, hide away, you know, take to your places of refuge. So Sulaiman al-Islam and his soldiers are coming, and they will trample on us and not even know they have done so. Wahum la yashurun. So this is a small creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this one ant is addressing the other ants, you know, to take refuge in their holes, because Sulaiman alayhi salam, you know, unknowingly may trample them. Because of the care and the concern that one ant had, you know, for all the other ants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a surah in the noble Quran, Surah An-Naml, the chapter of the ant. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, of course, was able to understand the ant's language. Allah ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of communicating with the animals, etc. So he smiled and he orders his soldiers to stay still and wait until all the ants had crawled away to safety. Then he made dua to Allah ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, help me in doing the right things so that you will be happy with me. Now look at the consideration for a minute creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was a mighty, mighty messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we don't even show concern to our parents, the ones that are close to us, you know, humanity itself. In fact, if you see what is happening in the world, that for the quest of power and for the quest of kingdoms and places and land, you know, how they mete out such punishments like in Gaza, I mean, such tortures and persecutions on individuals. Can you believe that humans are able to do this? Well, you know, they are worse than animals. Ulaika kal-an'am. They are like animals. Balhum adal. In fact, they are worse. So anyway, the ant showing us a lesson here, you know, to be considerate towards other ants. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam says, you know, oh Allah, help me in doing the right things so that you will be happy with me. So one day Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam called all the birds together around him. But as he glanced through the flock, he noticed that the hoopoe bird was not there. So Sulaiman alayhi salam waited for some time, and just as he was deciding not to wait any longer, the hoopoe bird suddenly arrived, flying in and set himself down next to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So he says, I've come from a far away city called Saba, the hoopoe said. The people there are very rich, and they have a queen who sits on a magnificent throne. These people worship the sun, and they believe they are right to treat the sun as God. But they are wrong, are they not? So they will never find the right way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if they go on like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one whom all creatures, you know, should worship. So they'll never find the right way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they carry on in that manner. And we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sulaiman alayhi salam then wrote a letter to the queen of Saba and sent the hoopoe to her. So when the queen of Saba received the letter, she called all the wise men of the city to her. She says, I've received a letter from Sulaiman alayhi salam. You know, this is queen said to the people in her court. In Sulaiman alayhi salam writes that we should believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and worship only Allah. What would you advise me to do? So, you know, the aides in the palace, in the court said, we are very powerful and can wage war against Sulaiman alayhi salam. But you have to decide yourself what is to be done. The wise men answered, but a war could cause destruction to our city, and our best warriors will turn into cruel fighters. So the queen, she didn't accept this. She protested. So therefore, I would prefer not to wage war. Instead, I will send Sulaiman alayhi salam a present. So when the messengers of the queen of Saba arrived with the present, they were surprised because the Sulaiman alayhi salam became very angry. He said, why do you bring me these riches instead of listening to my advice? So no amount of material wealth, you know, can compare to the iman and the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody should sell their souls for material wealth and be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam scolded them and said, what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given me is much better than all these riches. And that's true. So go to your queen and take her presence with you back to her again. So when she heard that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam had refused her valuable gifts, then the queen of Saba in her turn was surprised. So she, in turn, she was surprised. So she decided to go to see Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam for herself. She called the people and made preparations for the journey to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's city. So when the queen arrived, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam explained to her about Allah Ta'ala, and she realized how wrong she had been to worship the sun. She said, you are right. She told Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, from now on, I shall worship only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is our only Lord, and we should obey Him, obey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So that is the way in which Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam made tabligh, you know, to the Queen of Sheba, Bilqis, and she brought faith. So, you know, this was the way, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also sent letters, you know, to Heraclius and the other Roman kings, etc. So we also must follow in the footsteps and make da'wah of the mighty deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is my way, I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must also follow in the footsteps of these great anbiya and the footsteps of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and must not be drawn towards material wealth. In fact, our faith should be exclusively on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider of risk and sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.